Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 22, entitled The Process of Devotional Service. Text, I think, 19? Yes?
19.
Om Ajnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschachadashitarni Pancha Kalpa Drubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is actually a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 5, Narada's instructions to Vyasadeva. Narada Muni's instructions. So please repeat. Naishtaramyam apyachutta bhava varjitam. Everybody, Naishtaramyam apyachutta bhava varjitam. Nashobate jnanam alam niranjanam. Nashobate jnanam alam niranjanam. Puna puna shashva de badramishvare. Nacharpitam karma yadapya karanam. Nacharpitam karma yadapya karanam. Aiskarmyam apya chutta bhava varjitam. Ashobate jnanam malam niranjanam. Kutapuna shashva da badramishvare. Acharpitam karma yadapya karanam. Naishkarmyam apya chitta bhava varjitam. Nashobhate jnanam alam niranjanam. Kutapuna shashva abhadramishvare. Nacharpitam karma yadapya karanam. Yes? Naishkaryam apya chitta bhava varjitam. Nashobhate jnanam alam niranjanam. Kutapuna shashvat abhadramishvare. Nacharpitam karma yadapya karanam. Okay. Right? Jacob? Naishkaryam apya chitta bhava varjitam. Nashobhate jnanam alam niranjanam. Hey. Namaskaranamapyachitabhavavarjitam. Ashodhatejnanamalamniranjanam. Acharpitam karma yadapyakaranam. Anybody else? Naishkarmyam. Which does not produce enjoyment of the resultant action. Api. Although. Achyutabhava. Of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Varjitam, devoid. Not. Shobhate, looks beautiful. Jnanam, speculative knowledge. Alam, exceedingly. Niranjanam, which is without material contamination. Kutaha, how much less. Puna, again. Shashvat,
always.
At the time of practicing and at the time of achieving the goal. Abhadram, inauspicious. Ishvare, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Not.
Cha, also. Arpitam, dedicated. Karma, activities. Yet, which. Api, although. Akaranam, causeless. Translation purport by Swami Gurusri Prabhupada. When pure knowledge is beyond all material affinity, but is not dedicated to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, it does not appear very beautiful, although it is knowledge without a material tinge. What then is the use of fruitive activities, which are naturally painful from the beginning and transient by nature, if they are not utilized for the devotional service of the Lord? How can they be very attractive? Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.12. Even after writing many Vedic literatures, Vyasadeva felt very morose. Therefore, his spiritual master, Naradev, told him that he could be happy by writing about the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Up to that time, Srila Vyasadeva had written the Karmakanda and Jnanakanda sections of the Vedas, but he had not written about Upasanakanda or Bhakti. Thus, his spiritual master, Narada, chastised him and advised him to write about the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Vyasadeva began writing Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada very nicely summarized here in his purport this history behind this verse. This verse is being quoted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami. He's describing the processes of devotional service. So this is basic knowledge of devotional service, the beginning of devotional service. Naishkarmyam. Krishna talks about Naishkarmyam. Bhagavad Gita, he says that that Nakarmanam Anarambam Naishkarmyam Purushosnute. That he says not simply by not doing work do you come to this level of Naishkarmyam. Naishkarmyam means that not getting any reaction. So you have to do something. In this material world, everyone is working and they're getting reaction for whatever they do. That is the material world. You're doing something good or something bad. You get to do something good, you get some good reaction. And you do something bad, you get some bad reaction. Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author, he says that Dvaita Bhadra Bhadra Sakale Sabamono Dharma. E balo imanda e sabha brahma. He says that this good and bad in the material world, this is simply an illusion. Esava Brahma. There's a mistake there. It's not really in the material world. You're working something good and something bad means, again, you have to take again birth in this material world. And then birth means, again, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi. Dukkha Doshana Darshana. A intelligent person, he sees, what is this material world life? It's just full of suffering. What is that here? And he says that Kutna Puna Shashvata Badram Ishvare. Shashvata Badram. Shashvat means permanently, and Abhadram means inauspicious. What is the use of all these things? He says, Kim Puna. What to speak of this this nice karmyam? Shobate Na Shobate means, in India we call the Shobha Yatra, no? They go out on Sankirtan, they have a very nice Shobha Yatra. Yatra means a journey, and Shobha means very pleasing. So we used to call that Shobha Yatra, the Harinam, especially in the mornings. We go out on Harinam in the mornings, they call Shobha Yatra. You know this? Yeah. So Shobha means very, there's other, Srila Prabhupada many times he quoted Shobhate, he says that's Tavach Shobhate Murka Yavan Kinchid Nabhashate. Says that, not Tavach Cha Shobhate Murka, that they, a fool, he's very, Shobhate, very beautiful, he can be very beautiful, Yavan Kinchid Nabhashate, until he starts speaking. A fool is can be very nicely dressed, nice people, big professors, scientists, they can be very attractively dressed and very shobhate, very beautiful like that, but until he starts speaking, then he speaks all sorts of nonsense, and then he's no longer, that qualification is there. So Achyuta Bhava, this basically translates to Krishna consciousness. Krishna Bhavanamrita Sangha, we say in there, the Antarashtriya Krishna Bhavanamrita Sangha, Achyuta Bhava. Senior Ubayor Madhye, stop, Ratam Stapiyam Achyuta. This is the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is called Achyuta by Arjuna. He calls Arjuna Achyuta because Achyuta, Krishna was always there for Arjuna. He's infallible. He's always there for his friend. He agreed to drive his chariot, even though he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He agreed to drive the chariot for Krishna. Therefore, Krishna, Arjuna calls, Ratam Stapayam Achyuta. Just take my army to the middle of the battlefield, Achyuta. So Achyuta, he's infallible. That is the qualification of Krishna, he's infallible, whereas the living entities are all fallible. Achyuta Bhava Varjitam. Varjitam means without. So, nice karmyam, even though we have different activities, as I was saying, we get different types of reactions, but there's a type of activity that doesn't produce reaction. When somebody does some kind of sacrifice, or he's not. He's doing jagyartat karmanon yatra loko yam karma bandana. That you do some sacrifice, if you do some sacrifice for the Lord, but sometimes sacrifices are not meant actually for the Lord, the Supreme Lord, just like in the pastimes of Krishna, the cowherd men were organizing one sacrifice for King Indra because he was supplying the rains that help grow the grasses for the cows and the vegetables for eating. As Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita, anad bhavanti parjanyo, that the rains, the jagyad bhavati parjanyo, that the anad bhavanti bhutani, that everyone has to subsist by eating grains. Even, the meat eaters. They're dependent on the rains. But where does that rain come? That rain comes, Parjanya Anasambhava. Food grains come from rains. Yagyad Bhavati Parjanya, that the rains are produced by sacrifice. So cowherd band, they wanted to do some sacrifice for King Indra so that they could continue getting the rains to grow their food grains so that they could eat. Krishna said, no, actually, Vedic statement is Jagyo Vaya Vishnu, that sacrifice is meant for Vishnu. It's not meant for any of the demigods. It's just like when you take your foodstuffs, you don't squish it in your hand or you put it in your legs or smear it on your body. You put it into the mouth and it goes to the stomach. So stomach provides the nourishment to the body. So in the same way, the roots of the tree, yatara toro mulam nishechinina. When you water the tree or the plant, you put water on the roots. You don't put water on the leaves and the branches. So in the same way, your foodstuffs goes to the stomach, not to the yatara toro mulam nishechinina. Tripyanti taskanda bujopasaka. Next one. Anyway, that's next one tells about the food to the stomach. Tripyanti tatskanda pujopashaka means that you pour water on the root of the tree and the whole tree is nourished, all the branches and leaves. So similarly, you worship Krishna and everyone becomes satisfied. And that is the statement Narad Muni, before he's talking about the statement, he talks to Vyasadeva so many things. He says that you're very much, Vyasadeva is a great sage. He says, Jigyasutam susampanam apite mahadadbutam kritavan bharatam yastam sarvarta paribrimitam, that you're very knowledgeable. You've produced this wonderful book, the Mahabharata. And still, he says that Jigyasutam aditam cha ramayatat sanatanam tatapi sochasyatmanam akritartha ivaprabhu. He says that you're still, why you're despondent, akritartha ivaprabhu. Why you're feeling morose and this way. The reason is, he says, bhavata nudita prayam yasho bhagavato mayam. Yasho bhagavato malam amalam. The pastimes of Krishna, yasho bhagavata amalam. The pastimes of Krishna, they are so pure that, unfortunately, anuditam prayam, that you hardly at all said anything about Krishna. So in this Mahabharata, you're not glorifying Krishna so much. It's practically not there. Bhavata anuditam prayam. Yasho bhagavato malam yainayavaso natusheta. If you don't satisfy him, means the Supreme Lord, Krishna, yainayavaso natusheta manye tad darshanam kalam, then I consider this not very good. Yainayavaso natusheta manye tad darshanam kalam. Darshan means actually you're seeing, but also how you see. Material world we see with our eyes, but actually spiritual life we see with the shastras, chakshus. We're seeing all the types of illusion in this material world. We don't see what we're seeing. We see the body, but we're not the body. We're seeing all these interactions, the three modes of material nature. But this is all illusion. Pratiratam yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani. That Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, in the four verses of Srimad Bhagavatam to Lord Brahma, he says that whatever you see without me, that's all illusion. Has no value. Why? Because Shashvara Badram Ishwari. that is simply inauspiciousness. It gives no good result. Simply gives you repeated birth and death in this material world. So, therefore, we have to learn how to utilize these things. Manye tad darshanam kalam. This manye, this is found many times that manye means in my opinion. So sometimes Srila Prabhupada told us, what is your value of your opinion? But many times it comes that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, just like Prahlad Maharaj here, Narad Muni is talking, manye tad darshanam kalam, that I consider this inferior, this philosophy. Anyway, I was talking about darshan. Darshan means seeing, but also means philosophy. The sad darshan is there, the six philosophical systems. So Shastra Chakshu, this is our darshan. So anyway, manye, Prahlad Maharaj, he also says like that, manye tad, manye tvam tad abhijana rupas tapasya jojas. That he gives a big list of qualifications. He says, manye tad bala purusha bodhi yogam, that he says that the manye tad, Tateja Prabhala Bala Purusha Buddhi Yogam, that the strength, knowledge. He says, so these things not going to satisfy Krishna. Krishna is Sadaishvarya Purna. He's, what's the other word that Krishna, or Prahlad Maharaj says? He said that, anyway, there's a very nice verse there in the, that's quoted sometimes, but vyadasya charanam dhruvasya chavayo vidya gajendrasya ka. That is vyadasya charanam acharanam, the of the hunter, the behavior of the hunter. What is this, what is the value of that behavior? The story is there that hunter was half killing the animals in the forest, and Narad Muni saw him, and just to briefly, he converted him to become a Vaishnava. He said, no, you should kill all the animals completely. And even though he was trained to half kill them in his life, because you get some reaction. He said, oh, I get reaction? He said, I have to give this up. So he became a devotee. Yadasya acharanam dhruvasya chavayo. Dhruva Maharaj was just a small young child. And Vidya Gajendra Shaka, what kind of intelligence, what kind of education did Gajendra the elephant have? And then he says, Kubjaya Kimunama Rupa Adikam. Kubja was a hunchback lady. She was, what was her, was she beautiful? What kind of beauty she had? Kim Tat Sudamno Dhanam. And Dhanam, what kind of wealth did Sudama have? Well, Sadama Brahman was so poor, they were practically starving. His wife implored him, please go see your friend Krishna. He can maybe help you some way. So Sudama, Kim Tat Sadamna Dhanam. Vamsa Ko Vidurasya. We were reading about, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we're reading nowadays about Vidura. So he was not known for his good birth. He was born from a Dasiputra. So he was Vamsa Ko Vidurasya Yadava Pater Ugrasya Kim Purusham. And Ugrasena, he's a Yadava Pate, he was the king of the Yadavas, but he was not known for his prowess. He was, what do we say, incarcerated by his own son, Kamsa. Krishna re-established him as a king, but he was not known for his prowess, therefore. So, still, bhakti tushati kevalam. These people, they were these entities, Gajendra included, elephant, they were able to satisfy the Lord by their devotion. So, all these other things, these wealth, strength, beauty, fame, power, These things, not chagunar, bhakti priya madhava. Krishna is satisfied by only by devotion. He says like that, patram pushpam palam toyam, yome bhakti prayat. Krishna is nijalabha purna, that's the word I was thinking. Prahlad Maharaj says, nijalabha purna. He's complete in himself. He has no need from anybody. But he still says, patram pushpam, offer me a leaf, a flower, a fruit, and some water, and I'll accept it. You know, Krishna accepts anything from you, just anything at all. Just like Sudama, he offered some chip. He didn't even offer Krishna. He brought some chipped rice. He brought it to Krishna. He brought it in his bag, but Krishna grabbed it, snatched it from his bag. He said, "What have you brought me?" He snatched it from him, and he ate it. He took from something from a Sudama because of their friendship, and Sudama was so greatly benefited. But what, of course, that benefit that he had, that's not the goal of the devotee, but still, because Krishna was given him, he accepted it as prasad. Whatever Krishna gives, the devotees are satisfied. Narayana parasarve, na kutas chana bibhyati, swarga pavarga narakeshu apitu lyata darshanam. Krishna devotees, they're satisfied by a little devotional service. If they can serve Krishna, they don't care. Swarga, whether they're in heavenly planets, Swargapavarga, whether they get liberation, or Narakeshu, whether they're in hell, doesn't matter. For devotees, if he gets a little bit of devotional service, he's completely satisfied. Yenaivaso natushyeta. Because Krishna is satisfied. Is Krishna satisfied? Yasmin tushte jagat tushtam. If Krishna is satisfied, the whole world is satisfied, just like Draupadi offered Krishna a little bit of vegetable at the bottom of her pot. She had nothing left. Krishna took some pot, little vegetable, and said, oh, everyone is satisfied by this. This, what is that? Durvasamuni and his 10,000, 60,000, whatever disciples were taking bath in the river. They were just coming to the Pandavas for eating. And the Pandavas, they had nothing to feed them, but Krishna was satisfied by the little scraps of vegetable that they found in the pot. And he was satisfied, then all the sages were satisfied. So this is the... So Prahlad Maharaj, we're supposed to speak something. Prahlad Maharaj's teachings to his classmates. He spoke something a little bit yesterday. Same things. Kumara acharat pragyo. So when was this? When is the devotional service supposed to begin? When does one take to devotional service? This answer is given by Prahlad Maharaj. He says, Kumara acharat pragyo. Dharmam bhagavataniha durlava manasham janma tadapya dhruvata parthadami. I think he said something about how rare this human birth is. We're very fortunate to have human birth. Durlavam manasham janma. This is the statement of Prahlad Maharaj. His birth of a human being is a very rare. And tadapya dhruvam arthadam. It's unfortunately, even though it's adruva means temporary, this birth, is, this we have this human body for a short time. Actually, we think 100 years, long time. Prahlad Maharaj answers that later on. He gives very nice description. What is that 100 years? You have maybe 100 years of life. For a foolish person in the material world, half of it wasted in sleep, he says. Your life, 100 years, what is that 100 years? Half of it is wasted in sleep for those who are in the mode of ignorance. They sleep 10, 12 hours like that. Half, practically half your life is wasted in sleep. And then where's the other half, years going? 10 years, your child, your foolish child doesn't know what is what. And 10 years wasted like that in childhood, 10 years wasted in sports, boyhood sports like that you're wasting. And then old age. Old age comes, 20 years, practically invalid, you can't do anything. So this way, life goes very quickly. So therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Kaumara Acharat Pragya. From the very childhood, one should begin this devotional service. And then, next verse is a very nice verse. Yatahi Purushasyeha Vishno Pada Upasarpanam Yad Esha Sarva Bhutanam Priya Atmeshvara Surit. He says, this devotional service, this is a natural thing. It's not something difficult or anything. Why is that? Because Krishna, he's already situated in our heart. He's our best friend. He says Surit. Surit means the very best well-wisher. Atmeshvara, he's the master of the soul. And what's the S? Priya. Sarva Bhutanam Priya. He's the dearest. He's just like one's parents. Doesn't matter. You leave home, you go to some other foreign country, you come back. They're still your parents. They say, oh, finally you've come back. They've missed you so much. So Krishna's just like that. He's our supreme. Pitamahasya, Krishna is the Supreme Father. So, naturally, he's always affectionate to his to all living entities. Samoham sarvabhuteshu, he says, what is that? Aham bija pradapita. He says, I'm the father of all living entities. So everyone has a very easy path to devotional service because Krishna is just waiting for us to turn to him. He's more anxious. He gives therefore he gives his devotees, his scriptures, everything is given by Krishna simply to bring us back to him. And as far as this material world, we're struggling very hard. Why we're struggling very hard? Why is that? Why is that struggle going on? Simply to become happy. Isn't it? The whole struggle for material existence, prakriti stani karshati, is simply to come to the stage where we become happy. Prahlad Maharaj answers in the next verse, this text 3, chapter 6, sukama indriyakam daitya deha yogena dehinam. Says happiness automatically comes. Deha yogena, whatever type of body you have, it's already coming, this happiness is automatically destined. Sarvatra labhate daivad. It's always, daivad means by providence. Sarvatra, always, labhate. You obtain these things. Yata dukama yatnaka. He says, how is that? He says, yata, just like you get automatically distress. Does anybody go to the store and buy some bottle of disease, some viruses so that they can become sick or something, or goes, I become poverty-stricken, how do I do that? Let me see. No. So he says, yatadu kama dayatnaka. Without endeavor it comes, this distress. So similarly, this happiness automatically comes. So why we struggle so hard for happiness? Then he goes on to this thing about nice karmium, the nice karmium, very exalted platform. But nashobati, achyuta bhava bharjitam nashobati. It's not very wonderful without Krishna consciousness. So whatever we do, it doesn't matter. Just like give the example that the hunter, the Gajendra, the Dhruva, Kubja, whatever one is doing, one can, that is called dovetailing. Srila Prabhupada gave that example, dovetailing, that one can utilize whatever his activities are in Krishna consciousness. Just like Arjuna, he was shooting his arrows in battlefield. Duryodhana and his party were also shooting the same arrows, shooting at back at the other side. A big difference though, because Arjuna was doing on behalf of Krishna. So we have to do, learn how to do Yad Karoshi, Yad Asnashi, Yad Juhoshi, Dadasi, Yad Tapasya, Sikonteya, Tat Karusha, Madharpanam. Krishna says that whatever you do, whatever you speak, whatever you Tat Karusha, Madharpanam, you offer that to me. That's Yagyar Tat Karmanon Yatra, Lokoyam Karma Bandhanam. That if you do that, then you're free, get free from this bondage, and we can come to the stage of Brahmasokyam Tvanantam, eternal, supreme happiness, Krishna consciousness, go back home, back to Godhead. All right, anything, anybody wants to say something? Hare Krishna.
You were saying how Prahlad, he said that the human form of life is very rare. And so I was wondering, once somebody reaches the human form of life, if they don't reach perfection, is in their next life, is it still as rare, or do they, once they've reached the human form of life, do they have a greater chance the next time?
Do they have a greater chance the next time? It depends on their activities. Yeah, that's the human form of life is a junction. You can take your own choice, make your own choice where you're going next life. That is the prerogative of the human beings. The demigods in heaven, they have to go through their activities for thousands or millions of years like that. They're going, Kshine Punya Marcha Lokam Vishanti, they fall down again. Everyone is bound by their body, but their activities are bound by the human beings. The human beings have that activity of deciding where they're next going to go. Krishna talks like that, what is that? Urdvam gacchanti sattvasto. If you act in the mode of goodness, if you act nicely, then urdvam gacchanti sattvasto. You can go up. Madhya tishtanti rajasa, you act in the mode of passion, then you can stay, you can get that human birth again, maybe. So you have some chance. But what is that? Jagana guna vrittista. You can become also a very abominable birth, adogacchanti tamasa, by acting in the mode of ignorance, because it's mostly in the material worlds, that's what's going on. Mode of ignorance, especially in Kali Yuga, mode of ignorance is very prominent. And Jagana Guna Vrittista, you can become again, start up again the whole cycle. Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's just like a ferris wheel. Kabu Swarga Utara, Kabu Naraka Dubaya. This is the going on cycle of birth and death. So one should think, what is that? Same thing Narada Muni says, Tai Saiva Heto Prayateta Kovido. Someone who's intelligent, he thinks that Talabhyate Dukavaranya, we're getting happiness and distress automatically. Nalabhyate Dukavaranya Tasukam Kalena Sar. Anyway, that one should endeavor for that thing that is not found by wandering throughout the universe. He can take that in the human form of life. He can get out of the cycle by the mercy of the spiritual master. All right.
Thank you, Prabhu, for your class.
All right.
There are three types of activities, karma, and then devotional service. We're not always engaged, like say you're planting a garden or something. You're not thinking you're doing it for Krishna. So do you get some type of reaction for not doing things that are directly related to devotion?
Everything is, you get reaction. Even the devotional service, you get reaction. You get a reaction for everything. You have to, that's the practice of devotional service. We have to learn how to, just like the verse is there. Nice karmyam apachutta bhava varjitam. Achutta bhava varjitam, if we're devoid of Krishna consciousness, even nice karmyam, which is very nice. It's without results, your activities you're doing. That's the whole verse today. Nice karmyam, you're doing some type of, I don't know exactly nice karmyam, some type of examples, but Narad Muni says na shobhate, it's not very praiseworthy if you're doing something that's devoid of Krishna consciousness. Doesn't matter what it is, even you're planting trees, opening hospitals or something, I don't know. Those actually punya. Yes.
Yep. All right, so I like to paint and garden stuff, and I try to, in my heart, dedicate that to Krishna.
That what I'm doing is for Krishna,
yes.
And but it may not be a picture of Krishna, it may just be a landscape or something. And is that devotional service? In my heart, I'm thinking of Krishna while I'm doing it, but it's not, I don't know. I don't know if that's service or not.
No, service means you follow the directions of the spiritual master. That if he tells you to print, if he tells you to paint something else, that's okay. But the spiritual master, the devotee learns how to practice devotional service by following the instructions of the spiritual master. So whatever he tells us, that if we follow that, that's our yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada. That we get the pleasure of Krishna by pleasing the spiritual master. So just like, yeah, this manya, I was captivated by this word manya, means I think. Vayoreva sudushkara, this Krishna, Arjuna tells sarvametad vritam manye, he says also that I accept everything that you say. Manye means I think. Srila Prabhupada many times he said you shouldn't, this is the material world, we're thinking, I think that, I think this, I think that, what is my opinion? But what is the use of that opinion? But we see this word, manye, I think. This is by the sadhus, the liberated souls, Narad Muni, Prahlad Maharaj, Manye Dhanabhijana. That's how it goes, Manye Dhanabhijana, Rupa Tapas Sritojas. He says, I think that all these things are not very useful in devotional service. So their thinking is not like a materialistic person's thinking. So beginning of devotional service, that thinking has to be purified. Then we can think properly. Purified thinking comes from following the instructions of the spiritual master. Then, as one's heart becomes pure, then that thinking, that spiritual master's instructions, that becomes recognized. Oh, that's the same things that Krishna is telling me in my heart. Krishna is living in your heart. He's telling you so many things. But right now, this mind and the super soul is becoming, we can't muddle, we can't see which is which. We don't understand what are some crazy ideas that we have, mind, intelligence, false ego. But Krishna is there giving us instructions, and that spiritual master, he's the external manifestation of that super soul. So we follow him, gradually we'll understand. Oh, this is it. Actually in the Srimad Bhagavatam it talks about how the purified soul, he can, his own mind can be a spiritual master because that purification is there. One can see. Krishna says like that, you know, in Bhagavad Gita, that one who has conquered over the mind, the super soul is already reached. He can understand what to do, what not to do. So a spiritual master. And in the absence of the spiritual master, other devotees are there. They can teach, they can give instructions. We have these checks and balances, Krishna consciousness. Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya. Sadhu, the saintly persons, Sadhu Shastra, the spirit, the scriptures, and Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya, the instructions of the spiritual master. Vakya means words. Chitte te karihaikya. Then they become purified. We follow these three, Sadhu, Shastra, and Guru. That's the process. So you can offer the results of all your activities to Krishna. That's very nice.
Yat karoshi adishnasi jahoshi. So if he's doing garden thinking of Krishna, that's also devotional service.
Yes. That's, yeah.
Do it for Krishna.
Tat karusham adarpanam. Whatever you do, you offer to Krishna. That's very nice. Yes? All right. Is that clarified? Shri Prabhupada ki jai.